In sunny Orlando, where the heat is about 95 degrees, I've been down here all weekend with Mr. Jeff Keighley, who's now joining me. Jeff?
Good to see you, Matrius. It's a hot one here in Orlando. As I've been telling people today, I feel hotter than the epoxy in an Xbox 360.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
It is like... So, we've had quite a weekend. We're down here for the World Cyber Games.
Yes.
You've been doing some stuff. Let's talk about your shows first.
Yeah, we're here. You and I co-hosted the opening ceremony for the World Cyber Games U.S. Final.
They were opulent.
They were spectacular opening ceremonies. Yep. They left the fireworks behind this year.
Yeah,
but
we were inside and there was no pyro.
No, but it was fun. So we're here for the U.S. Finals for the World Cyber Games. 188 of the best gamers and 11 big games, including Gears of War, Project Gotham Racing 3. So I'm here sort of serving a couple duties. I'm co-hosting with you the opening and closing ceremonies.
Yep.
And Gamehead is also here, my Spike show, because we're filming an episode of that that's going
to
air in
October.
Award-winning show, yes, exactly. The Emmys are tomorrow night. I'm flying back to Miami, right? No. But yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it. And it's like, this has been a huge month for us. I'm going to Tokyo. I'll see you. We're on sort of the same
You and I are on tour together.
Because we're here in Orlando, then we're going to Tokyo for Tokyo Game Show. And then next week we're in New York for the big Halo launch. I don't know how much has been sort of publicly announced about.
Well, you and I know a little bit more than probably the average person.
Right, but there's going to be, much like Halo 2, there was a big launch event in New York City for that at Toys R Us. There's a big Halo 3 launch event at a to-be-announced location in New York. And Spike, we're doing a whole – we're actually going live on Spike, which is going to be very cool – on Monday night, starting at 9 o'clock, Monday the 24th,
nine o'clock Eastern,
9 o'clock Eastern exactly, and it'll air 9 Pacific on a tape delay. But so yeah, we'll be at this undisclosed New York location. You'll be there hosting some stuff for Xbox.
Yep,
I'll be there doing Gamehead Live. Lots of special guests, lots of excitement. We got this whole kind of countdown to launch for Halo 3, and we've been actually for the past couple weeks, we've been touring around the nation visiting all these crazy Halo fans.
What's the craziest one you've seen? Actually, before we get started, I must explain where we are.
Yes,
because everyone's probably downloaded this show and
your
going,
children are playing in the background.
Where the heck are they? We are actually out by the pool at the
It's the Royal Pacific Resort, according to my nice spring water.
Right.
Just so you listeners know, when you come on Major's podcast, he treats you right. He had a Royal Pacific Resort bottled water ready for me when I met
all
him.
All chilled
today.
And ready to go.
Thank you, yes.
So we're at the resort, which is the hotel you and I are staying at. I think I'm in the basement. You're up in the penthouse.
No, I'm on floor 3. It's a nice place. So we're here, and then every morning we walk over to the soundstage 33 here at Universal Orlando, where the World Cyber Games is set up.
Yep.
And people are playing all day. I mean, I've been, and you know, we're watching some of the competitions, but you and I are lucky enough to have some free time, so we've been going on the roller coasters together. Every listener's dream for me to be walking around Orlando with Major Nelson on the Hulk roller coaster.
We started right before the event. We actually snuck one in. We went on the mummy ride.
Mummy ride is fun.
Mummy
and actually,
ride
you know, today I went on the mummy ride again, and I sat in the front row.
Is it better?
Much better experience in the front row.
So we went on the mummy. Then afterwards, you and I walked around. We did Men in Black.
I was a little disappointed in Men in Black.
Well, so for those of people that don't know about Men in Black, it's interactive because you pick up these guns.
Exactly.
Like
a video
shooting.
Game, basically.
Right, like a video game. And as you're going through, you're shooting at the end.
What was your score, Major?
Well, let's be clear. What was I doing?
Hey, you were dual wielding.
I was dual wielding. So because you and I were sitting in the front, you were on one side, I was on the other.
I think you got like, it was like 35,000 on one gun and like 45 on the other.
And you got 145, right?
On one gun.
Yeah,
thank
on one
you.
Gun. Yes, so I was too busy trying to dual wield, so.
Always
I was
about style with me.
Spraying and praying.
But so that was all right, and so we did that, and I think we left Universal Studios then. And we went over to Island of Adventures.
Right, which is real, where the real hardcore
exactly.
Rides.
So we went on the Dueling Dragons, which was a pretty hardcore roller coaster.
So we must tell the story.
Yes.
So we get on the Dueling Dragons, and it sits four across.
Exactly, yes.
So I'm on the far side, and then you're second one in, and there's two people next to you. And we pull these things over our head, and we put the little seatbelt on, and I'm all strapped in, and I look to the left. And you've got two seatbelts.
Exactly. So there's sort of one on the left and one on the right, and you have just one in the middle.
So I'm like, what's going on here? We take off. We go through the thing. Didn't think much of it. Later on, the next ride,
Hulk.
Then after that, we go to...
Hulk, wasn't it?
No, before the Hulk, we did Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, which was pretty cool.
Which was fun. 3D. One of my glasses was broken,
exactly.
So you kindly gave me yours.
Least I could do.
And then we went on the Hulk. Now, so we get on the Hulk. We load up. And sure enough, I look to the left, and you've got your same exact seating. I'm on the outside. You're on the inside.
Two seatbelts.
You've got two seatbelts. So the guy, you know, one of the Universal.
So we decided to look into this.
So we looked into this. So the guy's going through, and he's making sure we're all connected. I said, excuse me, how come he has two, and I have one? And what does he say?
He says, well, sometimes one breaks.
And he keeps going on. I said, sometimes one breaks? What about, I've only got one.
It was luckily it didn't break though. You're still with us, Major.
So,
but
what I didn't tell you though is because I had a horrific travel experience.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. Yeah, your luggage was lost.
I left Seattle. I want to talk about this because it actually makes sense. I'll come back to the Hulk ride in a second. I left Seattle on Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and I was supposed to be on the flight. Well, United, there was a mechanical delay, so I was going to miss my connection in Denver. So I went up to the young lady at the desk and I said, what am I doing? I don't, you know, where do I go? She says, well, you're going to miss your connection. Let's book you on something else. She's tapping in the computer. She says, all right, you're now booked on American Airlines to Denver and then Denver to Dallas. I'm going, okay, what about Dallas to Orlando? She says, well, we don't have that done yet, but get on the plane. Okay. What about my luggage? Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's what you want to hear.
Just get on the plane because the plane's probably leaving in you know, 10 minutes.
And it's so at the other end of the, so I get on the airplane. I get to Denver. Denver, I quickly change planes. Don't know what's going on. Get to Dallas, Fort Worth. First time in Dallas. Where's my luggage? They don't know where my luggage is. Get on the. They do have me booked on an Orlando flight. Finally get on the flight. Get in at 1 o'clock in the morning or so to Orlando. Luggage isn't there, Jeff.
Where is it, Major? I don't know. You're going on a trip. You know, we mentioned this is a trip you're taking
right.
for
I have
two
left
plus
home
weeks.
For 2+ weeks. Exactly. So I have everything. I've got my clothes for Japan. I've got my recording equipment that we're doing the show on. Obviously, you can tell that it ended up okay because I have my recording equipment.
Oh, this wasn't in your carry-on.
No, this was not because I had my computer and other things in it.
Wow.
When you travel and you have two microphones like I do, if for some reason these microphones, they raise all sorts of issues at the
security.
Yeah, so I got to take them out and show you. Anyway. So I finally ended up getting into Orlando. My luggage isn't there. They tell me I have to come back.
And you get in at what, like midnight? 1 a.m.?
No, 1 a.m.
1 a.m., okay.
They tell me I have to come back for my luggage at 6 a.m. where it might be there.
This was amazing to me that they didn't say they were going to bring the luggage to your hotel.
Well, because I was on American and I was originally booked on United, apparently I'm like not
persona really. Non grata.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm persona non grata. So I have to go back. So I get to the hotel, kind of get my stuff here, go back, pick up my... Both of my pieces of baggage were there, which I was surprised because there were stickers all over it. I'm surprised I got here. So,
and you got to the hotel, at 2 a.m., and you had to be back at the airport, which is at least a half hour away,
right.
At
6 a.m. So I go back and get my stuff, and then you and I do the opening ceremony. So, but getting back to Hulk, so I'm exhausted Friday.
Yes.
And I didn't tell you this. So I'm sitting there, after I looked and realized that I only have one seatbelt, I kind of like closed my eyes for a second because we're going up this chute because I'm like, I'm really tired. Now, I didn't realize
what was coming.
I didn't know what was coming. Now, why don't you describe what happens?
Well, the cool thing with the Hulk ride and the newer roller coasters, California Screamin' at Disney is like this, Disney's California Adventure is like this. You're sort of going up, and the old roller coaster, you sort of do that slow kind of chain climb almost.
Right, it's using physics
to hoist it up to the top, and then that's what will propel it down. But now these... I don't know enough about it, but these roller coasters use some type of, magnetism, or I don't know what it is, to sort of, electricity, basically, to get you to the top. So, Hulk, you're going along, they do it brilliantly, because you start to climb.
We're about a quarter of the way, halfway up.
Exactly, and then all of a sudden,
you get shot out.
Yeah, you get shot out. It goes from 0 to 60 instantly.
And so I'm like, I'm expecting we're not going to have to get going.
You got 25 seconds to
win. So I kind of close my eyes. I'm like, okay, here we go. All of a sudden... The thing takes off. I open my eyes. We're upside down.
it's a pretty cool effect, and it cools you off too. That's part of the thing. It's like when you're because it must be 100 degrees here today.
It's easy. I mean, you and I are recording this later in the day by the pool, as you can hear all the kids in the back.
Yeah.
But it's been god awful blazes down here.
But at least we got to go around a theme park.
Yeah. So you and I spent some time together, and we spent a lot of time. Talking like you think we would, talking about the industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about what's going to happen this holiday, and I want to talk to you about what's going to happen this holiday.
Yeah, it's interesting. I remember when I was on the podcast just before E3, and I was talking how it's just going to be such an interesting year to see how everything kind of pans out. And the August sales numbers came out while we were here in Orlando.
You want to recap those?
Yeah, you know, obviously the Wii seems to be sort of stuck. I already use that term lightly because it's doing really well. But it's like, you know, 400,000 it seems the Wii sells 400,000 every month. Xbox 360 with the price drop first month, you know, down to 279 is the introductory price for it. So it was, I think it was 270.
I think it was 270, yeah,
1,000, which was, you know, a pretty good number for the Xbox 360. And PlayStation 3 dropped down to 130,000 after their price drop or reduction or whatever they're calling it with that. So I think, you know, definitely the 360 had a lot of momentum. The thing that was more interesting to me, though, were the software sales numbers for Office. Because you look at Madden Football on Xbox 360 posting, you know, 800,000. I have to do the research, but I think that's probably the second best first month for a game. I think Gears of War sold about 1 million copies month one. But this did, you know, north of 8, I think it was like 867,000 or something like that.
It was huge. Fresh,
and outdid PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, this actually the first month
like
that the Xbox 360 outsold the PlayStation 2 on a hardware side.
That's true. Exactly.
Which is big, which, you know,
maybe that's good news.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, PlayStation 2 software is sort of drying up now. But yeah, you know, great month for the 360 software wise because Madden, and then, you know, right there was BioShock with, I think, something like, was it 600,000, I think, for BioShock?
And again, so, BioShock was released kind of mid month.
Exactly. So it was, it did, you know, so two great 360 titles. And then there's stuff like Wii Play on there, which I still don't understand why it's like top five every month.
Well, do you think people are just buying it to get the extra controller?
Yeah, you see, I was. It was a brilliant strategy, I got to say, because I was very skeptical of, you know, this Wii Play game. They're charging $50 for it because you got a second controller.
Right. That's the way you get the second controller.
Exactly. And I thought it was like kind of silly because I already had a second controller. But clearly, I mean, all these people that are buying the Wii are buying Wii Play for the second controller.
When I bought it, my wife and I, she loves Wii Play. You've met my wife.
I
don't talk about my wife.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
No, you're not allowed to talk about her. You've met my wife at an event.
Yes,
and,
I have.
She loves, she kicks my ass in bowling.
Does she?
She loves Wii Bowling. I've talked about that.
I don't know why. I don't know where Wii Sports 2 is. That's I'm sort of surprised. I think
they
would be brilliant for this season.
Do you think
they
just kind of moved on to the Wii Fitness?
No, I think there'll be a Wii Sports 2. I think there has to be. I just don't know. You know, I'm sort of surprised it's not coming out this year. But, you know, August was a great month because Metroid came out for the Wii. So it was a great month for software. And I think, you know, the excitement is really building up now because September is such a key month. You know, Xbox 360, obviously Halo 3.
Right.
Is gonna, we know it's going to break all sales records. Right. On the software side, the real question is what's going to happen to the hardware number.
Right.
And is it just going to skyrocket? Because in doing this Halo special, we've been traveling around the country, been on the road every day since Labor Day. And when you talk to the gamers, I can't tell you how many. I was on the Project Revolution tour, which Halo was sponsoring with Linkin Park. And you just talk to regular gamers, and so many of them say, you know, I'm a huge Halo fan, but I haven't bought an Xbox 360 yet, but I'm going to buy it for Halo 3.
Right.
And that just seems to be a continual theme that I keep hearing again and again. So if that's really true, a lot of these, you know, it's going to really be a huge driver of the hardware too, which is, I think, what everyone's kind of waiting for because, you know, the 360's been doing well. But, you know, it's like it should be doing phenomenal given the lineup of games right now that
you guys
have.
It's starting to pick up some speed. In fact, the Halo console goes on sale this week.
Exactly,
in North America.
That'll be out. I mean, there's Halo controllers.
Did you see the spots from last week? The Believe
spots. I did see the Believe spots
in
the diorama. You know, I saw them at Bungie last week, and Frank O'Connor showed them to me. And my response to him was, I thought it was a good spice, but it wasn't really the meal that I think they need. I think they're certainly interesting spots, and they don't use any gameplay footage. You know, it smacks a little bit of the advertising guys trying to win a bunch of awards because the Gears of War campaign last year was tonally sort of similar.
Right.
But, that was using in-game footage.
Right.
So I think it's good, but I think they're saying that's all they're doing for their ad campaign. And I really think they need some more traditional, just basic game spots. But it's certainly, you know, I think the goal of it was to attract non-gamers. And I had a debate with Frank from Bungie about this, and he said, well, you know, we know all the gamers are going to buy Halo 3. That's not who we're speaking to in these spots. We really want to speak to the more mainstream consumer. Like any great advertising, you sort of don't know what the product is until the last few seconds of an ad.
Do they do a job of explaining that?
No, I think it's really more. I would think the thought behind those ads is really to just pique someone's curiosity.
Right.
But yeah, it's advertising's always weird. Like, you remember those jump-in ads they did for the Xbox 360 with the, you know, the girls jumping rope. And, I mean, that's like, does that really explain what Xbox 360
is? That gets into this whole, what they call this lifestyle imaging type thing.
Aspirational. Like, you see that, you know, that ad that captures an emotion that you want to feel. So you're going to seek out what Halo 3
is. You know who does it better than anybody?
Who's up?
Is the soft drink companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just do it. They do it phenomenally. I mean, they've got it down to a science.
And I think, the Halo ad is fine, but to me, my criticism, I think I told this to you yesterday, is that a lot of what Microsoft needs to do with Halo 3 is convince the PlayStation 2 owner that the Xbox is the system that they want for the holidays, and Halo 3 is the ultimate next-generation video game that's just going to blow them away.
Right.
And I don't think that spot does anything like that. It's sort of trying to get to this, you know, mainstream casual consumer to sell Halo to. And Halo's a friggin' hardcore game.
Right.
I mean, you're not, you know, your wife's not going to be playing Halo 3 online.
Halo. No.
So I think that's part of the challenge with it. And I think, you know, a lot of it is, like, you really want to sell the technology in this thing. And, you know, how the great thing, you know, Halo 3, I guess I'm sort of under embargo to talk about the specifics of it. But I did get to play through it last week at Bungie. And I think people will start seeing press reviews of it. I think next Sunday is when the press embargo is lifted. But, you know,
so I'll have to have you on again Sunday from when we're in Tokyo.
Give you the real reaction to it. But I think, you know, it's definitely a stunning game visually. And I think there's a lot of
technological stuff. We've talked about this. I've talked about this in previous shows, is that the things that really set it apart, of course, the multiplayer. Bungie knows how to do multiplayer.
Yeah.
The Forge, you know.
Or just so comprehensive.
Yeah.
That's thing that just, I mean, I played through the single-player campaign, and it's like you feel like you're only about 40% done the game then, because there's, you know, the multiplayer, you can play the campaign through on co-op with friends.
Right.
Then you can go into this Forge tool and, you know, play around
with that. You can play around friends in the Forge tool.
So, yeah, and it's just, so it's really, I mean, an amazingly complex game, an epic game. So that's, I think people are going to have a lot of fun with it. And so when we talk about the holidays, I think that's going to be, you know, really interesting to see what Halo does to the Xbox 360 sales. And then you look at, you know, PlayStation 3 right now. You know, honestly, I mean, they're in a tough situation, because I think, you know, you look at the games that they have coming out for the holidays.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like Killzone and Little Big Planet are not coming until next year. I mean, those games can't come soon enough for the PlayStation 3, because right now it's a more expensive system.
Right.
And, you know, I love Ratchet and Clank, but that's not going to be able
to really move the units
at the price point they are. So there's been speculations, you know, one analyst we know, Michael Pachter, who's a very outspoken analyst in the industry, he's predicting that, you know, at Tokyo Game Show, Sony might even drop the price of the PS3 to $399, which would be, you know, pretty amazing to see a drop like that happen.
Do you think that the industry, and when I say the industry, I'm just really looking at us internally at Microsoft and Sony, do we suffer from SKU-itis? Do we have too much? I mean, look at the Wii. You go in, I want that, and you turn around and walk out.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem with the 360 now. Is I did this calculation last month for N-Guy Kroll, and I do a little thing on his blog where he kind of recap the sales numbers. And I think I calculated it's like, I believe it's 10 or 11 different 360 SKUs now when you consider the, you know, because remember, you've got now the premium with an HDMI, without an HDMI, you've got a core.
Right.
With and without HDMI, I think they've got this new arcade SKU that I don't know if it's been announced, but it's been sort of widely rumored.
Right.
And there's the Elite system.
Right.
And it adds up. And, I mean, you're literally, you know, you're almost into double digits in terms of the number of different systems that are out there.
Right.
And you've got, you know, the Black Elite. So then you've got, you know,
right.
I think there's rumors that there could be, like, a Black Premium coming out.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, it's just, like, you know, all this talk. I think there was a White Elite is what they're talking
about. That's what
people want, yeah. So it's just, like, it's as you said, it gets kind of complicated. And I think what Microsoft, I think, wanted to do was sort of mimic what Apple did with the iPod. And, you know, they've done a brilliant job with the iPod of sort of having, you know, every price point between, well, with the Shuffle.
$99 up.
Yeah, Shuffle's $99 up to, you know,
up $399. Up to your iPhone, which is
that's $399
a bazillion $99.
Right. No, $399 now, right?
Is it $399?
Yeah.
How does that feel, sucker?
I get my rebate, right? I'll be over at the Apple Store. But, yeah, I mean, the iPod Touch is $399. But so I think that was the philosophy, is that we can provide, you know, this whole suite of products from, you know, low, middle to high.
Right.
And, you know, you can sort of pick what point you want entry.
Right.
But it does become a little complicated when you come into the store and, you know, different feature sets for different systems. I mean, the core doesn't have a hard drive.
Yeah,
and,
but at the end of the day,
you can upgrade it.
You can play BioShock on any of those systems.
Right.
You can play Halo 3 on any of those systems.
That's true. So I think there is a bit of SKU-itis when you look at, you know, Apple even suffers from, like, iPhone. They introduced, you know, 4 gig and an 8 gig version.
Right.
And now the 4 gig's discontinued because they realized everyone was going to buy the 8 gig.
Did you get the 4 gig or the 8 gig?
I got the 8 gig.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, you're going to spend that much money on a phone.
Right.
you might as well get the best one. And same thing with Sony found when they put out the 20-gigabyte PlayStation 3.
Right.
At that price point, everyone wants sort of the higher-end one.
Right.
So, yeah, it's I think there's a bit of skew-itis. And, you know, the big challenge for Xbox is still the Wii, because I think even though, you know, you see those ads at the end of BioShock or Madden, it says, you know, Xbox 360 starting at $279.
Right.
The Wii is $250.
Right.
Literally for $30 more, you can get an Xbox 360, which is a vastly
infinitely
more
powerful system, yeah.
system, but still people are buying a Wii, and I think it's really more about the perception that the Wii is a more fun, casual system, and Xbox, for better or worse, is still seen as a very hardcore
system. Shooter box?
The shooter box, and that was something, you know, the original Xbox, they knew that, and when they designed the 360, they were being very conscious of trying to you know move away from that.
We went with white, and we tried to lighten it up and make it more approachable.
Yeah, and that was, and I think you know the Xbox name. I think people have told me like the X is a problem because that's seen as you know kind of a hardcore, extreme you know letter, and it's all this stuff which you know you and I sit around and talk about, it, and it seems like we're doing way too much analysis about this.
Right.
But I think you know to the consumer, there's got to be something going on there because you know clearly, I mean, BioShock, one of the best games of the year. Madden, you know, looks phenomenal on Xbox 360. So, I mean, you guys, after years and years of hard work, I mean, it's really the software lineup is phenomenal right now for 360.
No, the guys who do the third-party relations, they've been working on this for years, and it's now that's a lot of the seeds they have planted are now blooming.
Yeah, and look at, like, Grand Theft Auto 4, which was delayed, and that was a big story for a couple weeks, and now no one's really talking about it because there's so much other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's this huge void in the holidays.
What for you is coming after Halo?
Well, I think Rock Band. I'm hugely excited about. It comes, I think, November 20th. Looking forward to Mass Effect, which they dated that, didn't they? It was like, I think they announced like November or something.
November 7th or 12th. Yeah, you're
somewhere
right
around there. So, you know, Mass Effect, Rock Band, I'm really excited about. Assassin's Creed. Kind of a little quiet right now, but that's
I just found out, I was just looking at my phone a minute ago, and I just found out that I have some time with Jade Raymond down at TGS.
Oh, great. Okay,
so
cool.
So she's going to give us an update on that.
Yeah, they had actually a press day in Montreal. I think it was yesterday on Friday, which I couldn't go because I was here.
Right.
But yeah, so I think they are, that's going to be coming in November, which I think is, you know, especially 360 owners are really excited about that.
Right.
So I think Assassins is going to be big, Rock Band, Mass Effect. I think those are sort of the Wait a second. Call of Duty 4. How could I forget that? I mean,
wow,
that's going to be
how could you forget
absolutely
that?
Phenomenal. Like, that's coming like.
Now you're playing the beta.
Yeah. No, it's that game when you. Hey, all right. Let me say, you know, I'll probably get flamed for this. I love the Halo 3 multiplayer beta.
Right.
Okay, but when you sit down and you play the Call of Duty 4 beta at 60 frames per second, there's a smoothness to the experience.
Yeah.
It flows so beautifully.
And it's a beta.
When you're playing it. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just like, it's amazing what those guys have accomplished. And there's one level that I saw a couple of months ago that I don't think they ever shown publicly, but there's this, the game actually opens on this tanker ship, sort of like Metal Gear Solid 2 a little bit. But you're on this tanker ship, and I won't spoil it, but I mean, you're sort of rappel down, and then water starts coming on the ship, and you're sort of racing out, and it's just so cinematic. And these guys, I mean, have done I can't believe I didn't mention that first. I think that's going to be...
Yeah, Infinity Ward's done a phenomenal job.
And that's coming, I think it's late October, early November. So it's going to be... and those are 360 games. And then you look, you know, the Wii's got a phenomenal lineup with, you know, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Smash Brothers in December. Those are going to be big games. You know, PS3, it's...
Yeah, let's talk about some of the titles coming out for the PS3.
Jeez. There's all the tough questions. Ratchet & Clank is coming out.
Good.
Which is... No, I mean, those guys in Insomniac do a great job. I played that. Looks really good. Lots of fun weapons in that. I guess Uncharted, Drake's Fortune is supposed to be... They invited me to Croatia, of all places, last week to...
You're going to Croatia?
No, that was last week. I was on the road.
I don't see Jeff Keighley in Croatia. I don't.
I did. They invited me. I would have gone if I wasn't busy, but it was this. There was
do
an event
I have any
there.
Listeners in Croatia, email me, major@xbox.com if I do, because I'm fascinated.
Yeah, there was a big press event in Croatia for this game. So I guess Uncharted's coming out this fall, and that's, I think, going to be pretty big. But otherwise, PlayStation 3, it's a challenge for first-party games. You know, Warhawk came out, downloadable online, which was good. There's a SOCOM that's supposed to be coming this year, although I haven't seen it yet. And then, you know, Little Big Planet, which I think is one of the games I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
They're supposed to put out a demo of that, I believe, sometime later this year online, which I think will be big. But no, I mean,
there's
no question that PlayStation 3, from a software perspective, will struggle this holiday season. And, you know, Killzone looks phenomenal. So I would I would hope they have some kind of Killzone demo that they put out for the holidays. And they have some other exclusive titles. They've got Unreal Tournament 3 from Epic, which is going to be on PS3 this fall first, which I think will be pretty solid. Got user mods and stuff like that. They got Haze from Ubisoft, which I haven't heard much about. So they're definitely a solid bunch of titles, but for a system that's at premium right now compared to the competition.
There aren't the premium titles or the premium. There's not the premium library.
You're really buying it for the future potential of, you know, wanting to play Metal Gear Solid 4 on day one, wanting Killzone, wanting Little Big Planet in 2008. So, and I think Sony knows it's not the best software lineup they've ever had this year.
I want to go back a little bit. Last time I had you on the show, we talked about it was before E3. So give me your E3 report card. Just in terms of your overall perception of how it was. I mean, I talked at length about it, but now that we've had time to think about it and we're going into the holidays.
Yeah, I think, I look at it and I think, did we do this already? Or we talked maybe beforehand when I thought I was going to give grades?
We spent all day yesterday in the park. We talked about
But we came on. Did I come on your show like right around E3 or after?
Yeah, we talked about it before.
Was it before?
I think it was
before.
Well, I want to see, where do you think it's going to go? You know, we had PAX. PAX is now over.
Right. I think I gave grades. That's why I'm hesitant to do it again, because I'm probably going to give different grades if people are going to call it.
Well, I don't want to grade the Microsoft, Sony. I want to see the overall event.
Oh, so as an event, I thought... E3 was pretty solid. I mean, it's like I love E3 for the spectacle of it. And, you know, even though it wasn't as big in terms of the boosts and everything, it's just great to see everyone from the industry together at something like that. So it was a solid event. I unfortunately missed PAX because I was in Boston, I think, on the Project Revolution tour then. But, I heard it was just phenomenal and, lots of great
Talk
games.
About heat. How was it in Boston?
It was better than it was here, believe it or not, but this place is hot. So I think, PAX is big, Tokyo Game Show is coming up. I just love events where consumers get to go hands-on with the games, too. And I was at a thing last week, the GameStop.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's called GameStop Expo, which is the store manager's meeting for 5,000 of their – every store manager, basically, of every GameStop in the country goes to the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas and sits in this big convention hall. For 3 or 4 days, and they hear from a lot of special guests, a lot of software. So from Microsoft, Shane Kim was there.
Yep.
He gave a Mass Effect demo, talked about Halo, talked about the Xbox 360. Slash was there performing for Guitar Hero 3. Lots of special. Todd McFarlane was there signing his Halo 3
controllers.
Xbox controllers.
That's great.
So I got to be there because we're doing
what
some stuff
were you
for
doing
the.
There?
Well, I don't know if it's announced or not, but I guess I'm going to talk about it. GameStop is one of the key sponsors for the Spike Video Game Awards this year.
Sure.
So I was there sort of announcing that partnership, and a couple store managers won trips to the VGAs.
You know, I've never been.
Ever been to the VGAs?
I have not gotten my invite.
You know what, Major? This year I'm going to personally make sure you're there.
I mean, for years and years, and I keep looking at my inbox, both, my mural mailbox and my email.
Are you going to fly to Las Vegas for the awards?
That's just 2 hours away. I'll go.
All right. All right. Okay. If you're going to be there, I will make
They're
sure.
They're in, like, December, aren't they?
Early December, yeah,
Early
Las
December.
Vegas this year. So I was announcing that, and it was actually kind of a cool experience to talk to the retailers, because these are the guys that are on the front lines, really hear what people are asking when they come into the store.
What are a couple of themes that you're hearing from GameStop?
Well, I think the main thing from the GameStop guys, I mean, everyone is just so phenomenally excited about this holiday season.
Yeah.
And the games that are coming out. And, the guys I talk to is just like they're, I just come from Bungie at the time, so I'm like, I just finished playing Halo 3, and people are just so excited. And, I think because they're, they always get one guy told me, it's like they always have parents coming in saying, what should I buy for my kid?
Right.
And these guys are kind of hardcore gamers. And sometimes, honestly, there's not a lot to suggest.
Right, yeah.
And they sort of have to be like, well, and they want to make suggestions so they make a sale, and there's something that's good. But this year there's just, Peter Moore always used the term embarrassment of riches.
Right.
And I think, probably wasn't true 2 years ago when Cameo was out on the platform, but it's like,
hey.
Now it's like, you remember those early, come on. Now
God,
put Cameo up against Call of Duty.
I know, but I hated that water boss. God. Yeah, you're right. All right.
So it's, one of these things where I think it really this year they're just incredibly excited about all the stuff that's coming out. And it's been a great year so far as well, because for the VGAs, I was talking to some of the managers about sort of what games they wanted to see nominated. And, you forget that God of War 2 came out this year.
Yeah,
obviously,
great game.
BioShock is going to be huge. Halo is going to be huge. I'm sure some of the Metroid is a great game for the Wii. A lot of great stuff. So I think they're really excited.
Crackdown.
No sequel, though, coming, right?
I don't know what's going on
You read that, right? That they were saying that Microsoft was late asking for the sequel. So I'll actually defend Microsoft a little bit about that, because Crackdown was a game in the press when we saw it leading up to launch, no one was particularly excited about it.
Right.
And, you know, even internal people at Microsoft sort of off the record would be like, you know, we don't think this game's going to do a lot for the platform. And, you know, it was certainly a sleeper hit. So I don't think, you know, all us journalists that saw it, we were not hyping this thing 6 months out about this thing's going to be amazing. And, it, you know, it was one of those games that really kind of came together in the clutch at the end and turned out to be a really great game. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, we had a lot. Totally
exactly.
A lot.
And but it just shows that you just, you know, games can turn the corner at the last minute sometimes.
And they also really, they also did something interesting just with the downloadable content.
Yep.
And unlock because of the way the game is structured, they could unlock the keys to the city and whatnot.
Yeah, no.
So they did creative things.
Absolutely. And I think that was a really, you know, a surprise hit this year, which is always great because that's what, you know, that's actually what I'm most excited about this fall is if there's going to be that surprise game that we're not expecting, which is going to be, you know, really, really great. Because, you know, everyone knows Halo 3 is going to be great. Everyone knows Call of Duty 4 is going to be. It's really a question of how great is it going to be. But is there going to be that sleeper hit that comes out on Xbox Live Arcade or some other game that just really is like a ton of fun to play?
Right.
And, you know, even like BioShock, I think, surprised people at how good that was. And I think the hardcore press have been playing it and saying this was something special. But once that demo came out, I mean, you saw the reaction on
your
board.
You're the one who announced the demo.
We did on Spike with your help.
Right.
But it was, that was a game that I think people weren't necessarily expecting to be that good. And then when they played the demo, they saw how great it was and they, you know, bought the full game. They just had a tremendous experience. So maybe there'll be sort of that sleeper hit. I mean, people are talking about, you know, like
Harvester Rescue. Harvester Rescue, Jeff.
That's
going
to be the one?
Right, yeah, tell me. Harvester Rescue. What did you do?
I rescued, believe it or not.
Good.
Yeah. Rescued everyone. So
okay.
I got that.
Wow.
Movie, but yeah. Like, it's just like, yeah, I don't know, you start one path and you sort of know, it's like,
because
I think I guess we're spoiling it here for people, but we probably shouldn't.
Right, we don't want to
spoil
it.
Most of your listeners have played through BioShock.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, so it's the GameStop guys, they're really excited about this year, and it was really cool to talk to these guys, because they get a lot of flack for, you know, from consumers sometimes for not really knowing what's going on or making wrong suggestions, and you can tell how passionate these guys are about the business and how excited they are to see what's coming for the holidays. So it was a fun experience, but it's been a lot of travel. But it's been really fun doing the Halo stuff too and talking to a lot of the fans that we found for this thing are just you've heard some of these stories about guys that build the armor,
sure,
and all that.
Some of them are going to be with us in New York. I know there's going to be some in LA.
Yeah, exactly. And you just see like these guys who build Master Chief armor, and we have, you know, this funny bit of video in our special next week where a guy in Master Chief armor just goes in this local burger joint and just kind of walks up and orders a burger as Master Chief, and everyone in the restaurant just comes right up to him and wants photos with him and starts bowing down in front of him and stuff like that. And it's just like there's the cultural currency of Halo is just phenomenal right now. So we've got a lot of these little fan stories throughout the throughout the special. We even have this thing in New Hampshire. They have this paintball league, which recreates Zanzibar and all these other Halo levels as paintball courses. Where like 200 to 300 kids battle on these.
How do they look?
And they look pretty good. I mean, it's more, you know, it's iconic, I would say, as opposed to exact. But, you know, the thing is the kids know the map from playing Halo.
Right.
So that's what's just kind of fun is, like, knowing the best spot to snipe because that's what they play in the Halo map and everything. So it's interesting to see how people physicalize their appreciation and love of Halo.
Let's, we're going to wrap it up in a few minutes because the kids are getting really loud behind us.
We got to go jump in the pool, right?
Have you noticed that? Oh, you and I have a party to go to.
That's what we do.
But I want to talk about, you kind of did this already, but tell me about some of the shows coming up, what we can expect on your show.
Yes. Yeah, so
and how's your show doing?
Gamehead is doing well. We're having a lot of fun. We're doing...
I have my season pass on my TiVo.
Thank you. And we actually interviewed you today, so you will be appearing in our
future show.
If you don't hit the cutting room floor, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
well.
we interviewed you today for our World Cyber Game Special, which airs, I think, in the second weekend of October. I think it's October 12th.
How far out are you shooting shows?
It really depends. Geez, you know, like sometimes it's really quick. Like this week we had an EA show. I caught up with your good buddy Peter Moore.
Who I have not talked to since he left.
Looks great, actually. He's lost about like 20 or 25 pounds.
Right. He actually gained it all back in hundreds, though.
Yeah, Peter's doing well for himself at EA. So it was good to catch up with him. So we did a show there. That was just shot last week. And about, you know, 10 days later we were on the air. So that's the thing with Will Wright talking about Spore, Peter Moore. So that was last week. This coming week, I think it's actually a repeat we have, but we have the can I announce this? I guess I can. We haven't even announced this yet, but we have the world premiere for first exclusive trailer of the sequel to Fear, which is called Project Origin from Monolith, which
great.
Will be first footage of that will be on the show next Friday night, the 22nd.
Great.
And then Monday night, the 24th, we've got our Gamehead Presents Halo 3 Countdown to Launch,
yep.
which is me live in New York. Hopefully we'll bring on that at some point.
I'll be live in New York. I don't know, not doing anything on the air until you point the camera at me.
You'll do the Xbox Live thing. So so we'll be there. So that starts at 9 o'clock. It's interstitials in the movie GoldenEye, which is a movie that a lot of gamers like because GoldenEye was a fantastic game on N64. So we have 3 hours of interstitials leading up to this midnight moment, which you've probably heard about.
Yep,
big secret, but there's
spectacular stuff going on.
There's
in New
York. Something happening around midnight as they sort of deliver Halo 3 to this mystery location. So you will see it live on Spike TV. And we did a lot of great stuff. Like I went to Bungie, hung out with Marty O'Donnell in his studio. I hooked it up. Right?
Yeah. So Marty is coming on has agreed to come on a future show of mine.
Yes.
You were over there, and then you came over to see me because I'm not allowed in the building over there.
Okay. Well, we were lucky enough to be granted access, and we actually went in Marty's studio, which is inside of the bowels of Bungie.
Yeah, I was in there once.
Right.
I was in there once the week before they moved in, when there was no equipment, there was nothing. This is right after they shipped Halo 2.
It's amazing that place when you go in there. It's like one big war room.
Yeah, it's just a big room,
and it's like I don't know how people get work done, but it's just like it's
working
that
though.
It is working. So we went in Marty's studio, and it's just amazing to see him at his piano playing all these great Halo themes. And I mean, the music in Halo 3, I guess I can't officially talk about it, but based on what we've heard, it's E3 and everything. I mean, it's just going to be phenomenal. And Marty was playing these themes, and he's just really such a spectacular talent. So we have him on the show. So we visit his studio. We talk to Frank O'Connor there at Bungie, and we travel all around. So that's kind of on Spike. Between 9 and midnight, and then at 12:30, we have this whole half-hour special, which is talking about Halo Nation, all sort of the stuff that fans do all around the country. So that happens. And then, October, we're back into, just weekly shows on Spike, all kind of leading
some
up to
some Rock Band stuff.
Yeah, we will be doing a Rock Band show, probably doing a Call of Duty 4 show, hope to do an Assassin's show with Jade and the guys up in Montreal. It's going to be a great year, and I think, the great thing is kind of every week we get to go to a new city, go on the road, and get ready for VGAs in early December, where you will be. We'll get you on the red carpet or something. You could do like
you're gonna stay, and then you're not going to allow me in. That's the way it is. See the way this works? You're going to put me on the red carpet.
The great thing is they give away a lot of awards to big designers, and I'm sure Halo is going to be nominated.
Why is there not a podcaster's award?
Best video game podcast.
What's up with that? I mean,
there's a ton
of them out there.
They actually had awards 2 years ago for like best website, best magazine.
Right.
Who would your competition be?
I don't, because I work at Microsoft and I'm kind of the inside
don't
guy.
Don't cop out here, Larry. Who would it be?
I really don't have any competition.
No competition.
I mean, I keep asking the guys over at Sony to come up with one. Where's the Reggie cast?
The Reggie cast would be big.
Where's the Reggie cast?
Reggie, if you're listening, where's the Wii cast?
Right? We need the Wii cast. So it's...
there are other... The Xbox community has a lot of, great...
Oh, there's a ton of them.
Like Xbox Live Radio.
Yeah, there's the Podtacular guys. There's Gamertag Radio.
Exactly. Yeah.
The list... I mean, people are going to get pissed at me.
Actually, I like the GDC Radio. Actually does some pretty good podcasts and interviews, which I've heard.
Yep.
Those guys do a nice job on that. So that's if there's no competition, how can we?
They're brothers.
Okay.
They're podcasting.
Do
they
have to give you a special achievement award because there'd be no competition in the category?
I think I need the lifetime.
You'd win
achievement
by default.
That's what I need.
The originator, because you were one of the first video game podcasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea actually to have some kind of podcast thing. And I'd love to have you podcasting from inside the show.
Put me in the back room. Put me in your green room. Because, I don't know. A lot of people don't know this, but since I spent the past couple days with Jeff and we run into each other, he's got some pretty high demands when traveling. He's got to have the suite. He's got to have the private jet flying in here to Orlando.
Exactly. Yes.
The pickup. And, we were over at Bex. We were at the event yesterday. And, we just walked right onto the rides because I was with you.
That's all
I maybe
pay.
It was either that or
and the fact that you had to pay me a very sizable appearance fee to even come on the podcast.
Right, exactly. Right? Your appearance fee paid in water. In a fine
Pacific Resort water,
0.5 liter of water.
The things I learned about you yesterday, Major, it's just like the fact that. Listen, I'll tease listeners with this. Did you know that Major Nelson is 1 degree away in the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
I wonder, do you think people can figure out how you're 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon?
I think some people, I think, have figured it out, because I think it's on my Wikipedia page. Somebody found out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there you go.
Crazy guys. But, yeah, so no, it's been fun hanging out and just, you know, being on the road. And one of the things, with this industry I just love is being on the road, seeing people, because so much of it is so virtual now, and so much is done over email and, you know, phone calls. It's just great to kind of be at these events and meet the real gamers. I mean, it's not, you know, tonight you get to go over to this party.
Yeah, that's
you invited everyone out
this
to Orlando.
This is a kind of a cool thing. We're doing this party tonight. So I'm recording this on Saturday. I'm going to put it up, post this show on Sunday. We're going to show PGR4 for the first time publicly. People are going to be able to play it. And I found that out this morning, and I posted on the blog, and I'm like, hey, people in Orlando, come on down. It's free. And people are going to come down. There's some great responses. That's what's great about this industry.
And so, you know, an early look at these games, we get sort of spoiled because we get to see so much stuff ahead of time.
Yeah.
But the fact that these guys get to go, you know, that's why I think this beta stuff is great, with the Halo 3 beta, the Call of Duty 4 beta, because these guys, you know, they just want to get a first touch of these games. And, you know, handing out these tokens and, you know, getting people inside the game, testing it. And, yeah, it's, you know, them coming out to get to meet you, get to meet
and
all
you.
The people. Well, I don't know. Will I be there, Larry?
Yeah, you're coming to the party tonight, right? I'll put you on the list.
I'll put you on the list, right?
Right.
It's like, you know,
right.
I got to see if I roll deep enough to get into Major Nelson's soiree. But.
So we're gonna wrap it up now. Do you have any final words? Because it's actually getting hotter out here.
Yeah. It's 6 o'clock at night, but it is getting a little hotter. No, it's been fun hanging out, and we're working like crazy right now. But I think it's just a great time of year to be a gamer. And you've played, you know, BioShock and Madden. I mean, Halo. Have you gone hands on with Halo yet?
I have not. They will not let me play it. In fact, I'm expecting this week to get an email that says, you know, from the guy saying, hey, there's a Halo 3 disc on your desk,
I don't know.
I'm on the road.
You weren't one of those guys that had the Halo 3 Epsilon icon?
I can't comment on that. Now, you asked me if I played it. You didn't ask me if I played the Epsilon.
Okay. Yeah, so it's one of those things where I think it's going to be like a really spectacular month for gamers, with a lot of great stuff coming out. And, we'll be covering it every week on Spike on Gamehead, and you can watch it on Game Trailers. If you can't stay up late enough on Friday night to see it,
so we're gonna. But, I guess we'll let you go. Can I give my travel tip?
What's the travel tip?
I told you my travel tip yesterday.
Oh yeah, that was. This is like the craziest thing I heard from Major, because I was talking to Major about, you know, this whole luggage situation they talked about earlier,
right?
And he's like, "Oh, I have a really great, you know, travel tip for you." And this is like the most like anal traveler ever thing to do. But it's like he claims he does this every time.
This is what you need to do. When I go to the airport and I've got one bag or two bags, I'm checking.
See, you check bags, which I think to me is like, you know, I would just never check a bag.
Well, I have to because I'm going away for 2 weeks.
I don't know. I
cannot live 2 weeks out of one bag that I'm carrying.
Like right now, Major's wearing a white T-shirt and khaki shorts.
Right.
You could wash those.
I'm going
Where
to.
Again. But you still have to check a bag.
Yeah, got to check a bag. So. I mean, I got all the equipment and anyway, when I get to the airport, before I put my bag up on the little scale, I take a picture of it with my camera phone.
So it's a black bag.
So it's but I kind of take a picture of it close up on like the handle and whatnot. So these guys, because sure enough, when my bags were, they couldn't find my bags, didn't know where they were.
You show them the photo.
I showed them the photo. I said, here you go.
Did it help?
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, it's got this, 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 and this, and he was able to describe it. I could have probably verbally described it. But, you know, at 1 o'clock
so
in the
every
morning.
Flight you take.
Yeah, just snap, snap.
So when you fly to Tokyo, you'll take a snap.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It takes 2 seconds. It does. It takes 2 seconds.
Why don't you have a Flickr account of your bag at all these different airports?
That's a good question.
Like, you know, it's
I
like,
just start uploading my Flickr account.
Where is Major's bag, right?
That's a good point.
So I get big downloads, Major.
Good idea. Good idea. All right, we're going to I got to go upstairs and get ready for this. I got to get out of this T-shirt and shorts and get into some party wear.
Get ready to get your smoking jacket on, all right?
my driving shoes for PGR4.
Okay, nice.
Did you see those cars we had today?
I saw there was an Aston Martin.
I got in
a
it.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
How'd you hook that up?
I did a video for Xbox.com, and a guy with security who had the keys, I said,
did you drive it or no? You just got to sit
no. Let me tell you a funny story. I get in the car, and I'm shooting some video with the video guy, my video guy. And it is, because it's, you know, it's 100 degrees outside, and you open up the door of this car, which has the windows up, it's like 130 inside. Yeah. So I get inside, he's like, oh, it's so hot. So I'm doing a little piece for the camera, and he says, well, why don't you start it up? So I put the keys and turn it. It won't start. Like, all the lights come off. You need to do something with an Aston Martin.
It was fake.
But I'm hitting the on-off button. I'm turning the key.
No engine.
So I was going to get an Aston Martin. Now I'm not, because I can't figure it out.
You could ask Peter Moore.
I could ask Peter Moore.
Because Peter, I think Peter's actually, and people know that he has an SMR because it was in that Pac-Man video that went up on the web right. with there. But it's, I think it's, the, isn't it the sound of his, like, you know, muffler in his car?
In PGR.
In PGR?
Yeah.
Well, did you know?
And I think, maybe no, it's not Ford, so it's definitely PGR.
Yeah, in PGR, I think. Yeah. So,
so that's the car
there,
I like to drive in PGR. And
you,
I got into
an Aston Martin, yeah?
Oh, it feels great. It really feels great.
Yeah, PGR, that's coming out in, what, like October 2nd?
October 2nd, there's 120 cars in it, wow. motorcycles.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
That's a game that, because I think the first time we saw that was E3.
Right.
And it really, it's like a short kind of run-up on the press for it. And that's actually what, you know, a little bit of what I'm worried about this holiday is just there's so much stuff coming out. What's really going to, you know, the term we use in the hardcore gamer circles is what's going to be sent to die.
Right.
Just like the idea of just not even really given a chance.
Yeah,
to,
I mean,
it
gets lost in the sauce.
Yeah, lost. Just, that's a new term, lost in the sauce?
I've always used that, lost in the sauce.
What's going to be lost in the sauce this year?
I hope none of it, but you're right. There's going to be some casualties.
Which, yeah, and I wonder about, like, you know, Mass Effect's going to be epic, but right. is it, you know, coming in November, probably would have sold a lot better if it came in July when they were, you know, first talking about it. So, you know, but you want the game to be right. And, you know, people, I think, see, you got to delay it until it's going to be the right game, but then it's like, what's the right time to put something out?
Right.
And, you know, even here now, a lot of people are, like, pushing games to, you know, January, February next year just to get away.
Right.
From all the,
at least
know,
we have,
holidays,
and again, so. The GTA, I don't want to say slip, that's not fair, but the movement of the GTA date was actually a blessing.
Absolutely.
As
well,
we talked about earlier.
Think about, you know, next March and April, the excitement that's going to be generated around, you know, leading up to the launch of GTA, which is, you know, April's a pretty quiet month, but now it's going
not
to be
anymore.
No, and that's going to
be. Are we going to have a game head special on GTA?
Jeez, I would love to do something on GTA. I'm sure, as you've heard, it's Rockstar is very protective.
It's a challenge to work with.
It's a challenge to work with them, and they're very protective of their franchise and their brand. And, you know, that's why you sort of never see any of their executives on camera
right.
or their developers. And, I mean, they just concentrate on, you know, they're sort of rock stars, and they like to concentrate on making their game and not, you know, spend a lot of time talking about it. So really fantastic guys, and I would love to do something on the culture of GTA and, I mean, right. the impact that's made. On the gaming industry. So, I'd love to do a special, but certainly we don't have anything lined up right now with Rockstar. And, you know, maybe you can hook it up since you've got the exclusive downloadable content.
Right.
360.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And that's, you know, we haven't talked about downloadable content, but I think, you know, Halo 3, the rumors I'm hearing is that, you know, the game's going to come out and we're going to start seeing downloadable content a lot sooner than we think coming out for Halo 3. And that's, now these games are not just, you know, it comes out in a box and it's done.
Well, I think, and I don't know anything about the Halo 3 content.
Oh, yes,
right?
You do, Major.
Yeah, right. But I do know that a lot of the better developers, the ones that are able to really think about what it means to get the content out there shortly after the game, now that the 360 is, you know, a couple years in and people have seen this happen, they're able to plan.
And it's also incredibly successful. You look at the Guitar Hero song packs for Guitar Hero 2 on 360.
Sorry, there's a cat over there.
There's
a cat behind you. We're in a hotel.
Where's the cat?
There's a cat. See
where?
It?
Oh, let's see that. Where? Oh, yeah, back there.
So, come here, kitty.
Cat's meow right there.
Come on. I'm sorry. I was just a little taken. I'm sitting here. We're sitting out here in the
having a deep intellectual discussion.
You're sun dappled
gaming.
And there's kids in the pool behind us. There's all these geckos running all over your feet.
I may have to take a photo of you here so we can put it on your Flickr page just to paint the picture for your listeners. Can we do that?
I was going to bring my camera down.
You didn't bring it down.
I didn't bring my camera down.
I could do an iPhone photo.
You get the iPhone? You got enough memory?
Yeah, I can do a photo of you here. I'm going to take an iPhone photo of you, Major.
Do you want to throw it on your Flickr?
I wish I had a Flickr.
Why doesn't Jeff Keighley have a Flickr?
You really don't get
into the Web 2.0 stuff, do you?
You know what the funny thing is? I used my site, gameslice.com. I started blogging in, like, 1997.
Right.
When I was in college. And I did, like, a daily kind of... I wouldn't call it a blog, but I sort of daily update there. And it just became such a grind. I don't know. I just never really got back into the sort of, you know...
That was 10
blogging.
Years ago.
Yeah. And it's, like, blogging and posting. And I'm just so busy every day with this stuff. But, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll... I would start a Flickr page, but yours are going to get more traffic. So I'm going to take a photo of you right here with my iPhone.
All right. So here we go. He's taking this picture of this iPhone right now.
Major. Look at that. Look at those legs, Major.
Stop. Yeah. They're red from the sun that we had to spend yesterday, I'll tell you.
There's our photo, Major.
Let's all right. So you're going to send it over. All right. We're going to wrap it up now.
All right, Major. Good hanging with you. We will see you on our world tour. Maybe we need to have shirts made up. It's like, you know, Jeff and Major's.
Or we can just get the ones that everyone's walking around with Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Exactly, Major.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Good hanging with you. Thanks.